there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Nobody move.
We're sorry to interrupt your visit to the Smithsonian, but this is a heist.
Lock that door, Gene.
Got it, Billy. We'll just take the Hope Diamond and we'll be on our way.
That's right. So long as nobody makes... Okay. A school group.
No!
You've taken a school group hostage.
Don't cry. You don't need to cry.
You don't need to cry, kids.
Billy, can I have a quick word with you?
Sure. Nobody try to leave, but also, please don't cry. We're gonna figure this out. It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
Taking a bunch of children hostage wasn't the plan.
Of course it wasn't the plan. I didn't notice who was in the room.
Well, now what do we do? I don't want to scar a bunch of kids for life.
We should let them go.
Are we allowed to let them go?
We can do whatever we want. We have guns.
Okay. Okay, listen up, class. We're going to let you go. I'm going to unlock this door and let you out. Was that? No, your teacher needs to stay. Oh, all right then. Your teacher can go too. Please stop crying.
But we're keeping the tour guide.
Yeah, we need a hostage, so we're keeping the tour guide. Oh, I'm sorry. The docent.
You're awfully bold for a woman in a hostage situation. What's your name? Marianne?
This way, kids. Say goodbye to Marianne.
Don't you try anything funny, Marianne the docent. Don't you move a muscle. Well, except to get your keys out and open this display case, because we're stealing the Hope Diamond. What do you mean, no?
Hey, let's go, Billy. What's taking so long?
Marianne won't open the display case.
Did you remind her that we have guns?
I didn't think it was necessary.
We have guns, Marianne! Well, if you can see that, then why aren't you cooperating?
Excuse us for a moment. I need to speak with my business associate. I think we should change tactics.
We were using tactics?
I think we should begin using tactics. Specifically, good cop, bad cop. The give and take, the ebb and flow. It gets people to do what the cops want on TV shows.
We've already got give and take. We took a bunch of children hostage. We gave them their freedom.
Marianne will give us the keys if we do good cop, bad cop.
You do realize that we're the opposite of cops.
Then we can be good thief, bad thief. Like at the crucifixion.
What's wrong with you?
You should be the bad thief.
Hey, I don't want to be the bad thief.
The energy you are exuding is a very bad thief.
Hey, I'm the one who let the kids out.
But I'm the one who said we should let the kids out. You're the bad thief. Marianne, give us your keys, or Gene here will shoot you.
Yes. I will shoot you. So hard.
Give us your keys to unlock this case.
Well, what do you mean you don't have the key to the Hope Diamond case? For security reasons? Well, that's ridiculous. No, this moment is not proving that was prescient. Can you pick a lock at least? Oh, what good are you?
Don't worry, Gene.
Why, can you pick a lock?
I sure can. My name isn't Billy the Kid.
Your name isn't Billy the Kid. That's just the code name you chose.
Yeah, but I can pick a lock.
Can you, though?
Yes, I just said.
I know what you just said, but the way you said it was real ambiguous.
I can do it.
Well, then why did you phrase it that way?
I know the police will be here soon. Thank you for your input, Marianne. Just move so I can pick the lock. Our endgame is to sell it.
Dumb, Marianne.
Duh, Marianne.
Well, yeah, we know it's recognizable, but somebody will buy it. Well, I don't know, the dark web? Yeah, well, we can so figure out how to sell things on the dark web.
We figured out how to carry out a heist at the Smithsonian, didn't we?
Don't engage with her. Just pick the lock. The heist hasn't succeeded yet. Well, screw you, Marianne.
Screw you. It'll succeed. We're going to steal the Hope Diamond, sell it on the dark web, and be millionaires by the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We're pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. Not everybody can afford to go to docent school. A volunteer? Are you serious? No money at all?
Oh, Marianne, know your worth.
Hey, keep picking the lock, Billy. What's that? Oh, thank you for asking. I picked Gene Wilder as my code name.
Doesn't make sense.
I love Gene Wilder.
Everyone loves Gene Wilder. It just doesn't make sense in this context. Billy the Kid robbed folks. Billy the Kid makes sense.
Gene Wilder makes sense. You're wrong, Marianne. We won't regret this. Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Cursed? What do you mean it's cursed?
Well, if the whole diamond was cursed, we'd know. Killed by Russian revolutionists?
Ooh, murdered? By her sweetheart?
Thrown from a precipice?
Hanged by a mob?
Torn to pieces by dogs?
Stop! Stop, Marianne. The diamond will only be in our possession for a short time.
Yeah, yeah, we should be fine, right? You don't think we'll be fine?
Jean, I'm wondering if maybe we didn't think this through enough.
Maybe we didn't. Maybe we need to do some reevaluating.
It's all part of the ebb and flow. The give and take.
Yeah, yeah, we were given new information, and now maybe we should take ourselves back home.
We haven't really committed any crimes yet.
No, we let the kids and their teacher go. We haven't hurt you, have we, Marianne? The guns aren't even real. Oh my God! What the hell, Sam?
Don't use my real name.
You said the guns were fake. We agreed that we weren't going to hurt anyone.
I know, but then I thought it would probably be a good idea to have one real gun in case we needed it.
Yeah, well, then you should be holding the real gun.
I don't want to hold the real gun. What if I accidentally hurt someone? I don't want that on my conscience.
So you gave the real gun to me without a heads up. You're the bad thief.
I'm the good thief.
You are definitely not the good thief. Take this.
I don't want it.
It's your fault it's here.
I don't want it.
Well, I don't want it either.
Don't put it on the ground. What if Marianne takes it?
Hey, don't take this, Marianne. It's a real gun. Look, I'm going home. Ah! The police. What do we do?
Run.
Run where? We're surrounded.
I don't know. Wait. Remember in Mission Impossible how Tom Cruise dropped down from the ceiling. Maybe we can do that in reverse.
Rise up to the ceiling?
Yes.
How?
Marianne, how high can you toss a person?
It doesn't look like there's anywhere to hide in the ceiling.
That's okay. We'll figure it out. It's a fluid situation. This is all part of the give and take.
Hey, if we give ourselves up peacefully, they'll take that into consideration, right?
I think so. Right, Marianne? Right. Okay, we should probably hide the real gun.
Well, there's nowhere to hide a gun in this room!
Then just kick it away! Kick it away so it looks like it's not ours!
We aren't even supposed to have real guns.
It's a fluid situation. Good. See? That's it all the way over there. We have plausible deniability. We're gonna be fine. Right, Marianne?
Thank you for your emotional support. You're a wonderful docent.
You are. Advocate for yourself. Make them pay you. Okay. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Open the door, Marianne.
That was Heist, written by Lisa Dellagerino Ferend, and starring Andy Marchant and Matt Tilianakis. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard, Ian, for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next week for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!